That's been around for a while. That's Rachel Collier and The Hard Road to Travel. And before that, brand new, gets released next week, Deacon Blue and their Christmas offering. Yes, and of course, Deacon Blue on tour and in Liverpool very, very, very soon. Doing a tour of all radio stations and going to come back here in February is my next guest, Uncle Frank. How are we, Frank?
How you doing, John? You well?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Yeah.
Good.
Busy schedule for you boys, is it?
Yeah, very busy. We're out on tour. At the minute, we're doing all radio stations, live sessions, and playing our new single that came out 2 days ago. So, and then we go, yeah, like you say, we go back out on tour in February to support the re-release of this record. So, yeah, very busy at the minute, John.
Yeah, and life's good for you?
Pretty good, yeah. We're really, really happy at the moment. Everything's going really well. We put our album out, Smiles for Miles, in just after April of this year. It was kind of a soft release because we had commitments elsewhere. Now,
yes.
Them commitments are going to be over with very soon. So then the record label are re-releasing the record at the end of January 2015 with five of our videos that we've just done and three brand new songs. So we're going to have another single out in February, brand new, that's not on the version that you can get now. So if anybody is interested and wants to buy it, I'd hold off and get the re-release that's going to be out at the end of January.
Well, I'll certainly hang on for that. I mean, I didn't even get the album, but we've had a couple of singles, and of course, as soon as I heard both the singles, they went to Singles of the Week on our station.
Oh, that's so great. Well, thank you very much. God bless you for that.
You know, and I stuck my neck on the block for you two lads. I presume it's Nine with you, is it?
Yep, Nine's here. He's right beside. We're just being raced to another station right now. So,
well, I put my neck on the block for you two lads.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, Name. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I just say to Frank, I put my neck on the block with you two lads because I compared you two with Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards.
Hey, that ain't bad.
That's not bad. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Bernard Edwards, though, Frank.
I don't know which one of you two is going to play the coffin dodger, but there you go.
Well, Naeem regularly got beads in his hair, so it can be Rodgers on this one.
Oh, well, no, but I mean, it was all in serious about just listening to a couple of your tracks, and it did remind me of the collaboration of Niall and Bernard when they first started many, many years ago, way back in about 1972.
Yeah, that's when we were born.
I mean, that's quality, man, because, you know, Nile Rodgers invented that sort of chicken-picking guitar sound.
Yeah.
And Bernard Edwards, you know, he had this groovy slap bass.
He was one of the most unbelievable bass players alongside most probably Larry Graham, Stanley Clark, you know.
Love, yeah. Larry Graham. We saw him support Prince.
Yes.
Yeah. Where was that show? Down to near Kent.
Yeah, I can't remember where. Oh, Farm. Gig on the farm.
Mm.
Yeah, it's amazing. Larry's awesome, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the original slapping bass, and he actually made a song all about it, didn't he? I'm the first boy to slap the bass guitar.
Yeah, he was awesome.
So when can we expect to see you two lads in our neck of the woods in concert? Or as I say, Frank, it'd be great to have you in the studio.
Well, we'll make a promise now in February when we're doing a tour called the Coffee House Sessions.
Okay.
Where we'll be playing all the universities from the bottom of the country right up to Scotland. So we will be passing. So we'll put it on record now that we're going to come and play a couple of acoustic songs for you on your show.
Fantastic.
That's a given because, like you say, you've made us single of the week a couple of times now. So we'd like to replay the favour and come and play live for you.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant, that part. That'll be around about February, will it, Frank?
Yes, it will. Just around the time of that re-release. And then... you know, with the new single that came out a couple of days ago, we've just found out that the video, because we've always wanted an animation video.
Oh, right.
They're very, very expensive, but a great friend of ours approached us with the goods to do that, Steve Baker, and we did this animation video, and it all got released on Sunday night. It's only 2 days ago.
Right.
And it's already hit like 25,000 views in 48 hours, which is unbelievable.
Where can people see that, Frank?
If you go on our YouTube channel, Uncle Frank, and you'll see all the stuff. And then if anybody's interested in all our other releases or videos, if you go to Facebook, it's Uncle Frank Music, SoundCloud, Uncle Frank Music, Instagram, but Twitter's Uncle Frank Band. But yeah, go and have a look, check it out, see what you think. And we'll be around in February playing it all universities up and down the country. But we're definitely going to come in and do a live session for you, John.
Fantastic, Frank. Okay, well, I know you're very busy, and I appreciate the pair of you dropping in on the programme. As I say, we are live here on the radio, and we're going to go with the single, Something Something.
Thank you so much, John. Take care, man.
Hey, listen, have a great Christmas, you too, and look forward to February.
Awesome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye now. There we go. That's Uncle Frank, and this is the single.
It's been so long since I liked anyone.